Okay, it's going. Okay, so my name is Steven Anton, and I am 18 years old, and today is October 21st, 2018, and I'm speaking with Claude Mitchell, one of my best friends and brother, and we are in Flanders, New Jersey. So, it's kind of weird, but I would just like to start off with asking you,
I had acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
Okay. So, how has this illness really, changed you? And, what are some, things you take from it and things you've learned?
Well, I definitely take away the fact of don't take things for granted and live life to the fullest, definitely. And also be grateful for everything you have, every little thing you have, because one day it could all just go away and you could not have anything. And it's changed my life and what I want to do, basically, because when I'm older, I want to write music and I want to play music for the world. And having leukemia really shaped my mind and what I want to do and how I want to do it. Because music has always been a part of me, and I really just want to continue that. And with having leukemia, I don't know if that would have happened. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I kind of just see, you just want to spread, the joy that you have of being alive, from this disease. And backing up on, what you said earlier, if you could, choose to have, if you could have chosen not to have this cancer, would you have done it? Or do you think it really had greatly impacted you?
The obvious answer would be, I would rather not have cancer, and I wouldn't wish it upon anybody, because it's a terrible, terrible disease. But in this case, I am grateful. It's going to sound weird, but I am grateful that I had it. Because it has shaped me into the person that I am today. And without it, I don't know where I would be and what I would be doing.
Mm-hmm. So, do you have, any insecurities about having the cancer? Or do you just, accept it?
At this point, I've learned to love it and accept it. Because I know it's who I am and it's a part of my own being. So, with that, I've accepted it and I'm pretty open about it, because there's no going back and changing it. You just kind of have to love yourself for who you are, and if you don't, then that's your own fault, because you're getting in your own way.
Damn. Okay, I'm not gonna cry. Do you look at life different? Actually, you answered that already. what you've had it when you were younger, but growing up, did it ever make you feel different and from having a normal childhood?
Well, I would say definitely yes, because I didn't exactly completely have a normal childhood, because I didn't in a sense have a childhood, because most of my infant and my younger years ended up with me in the hospital getting surgeries and having chemo and all that good stuff. So with that, I also got made fun of when I was younger. So it definitely has changed a lot.
Well, your story kind of does resemble coming back to life, just Jesus.
Well, yeah. When I had the acute lymphoblastic leukemia, I ended up flatlining twice, and my family sometimes tends to call me a miracle, because no one knows how I came back, because all the surgeons and everybody in the hospital thought that I was going to die, and I came back twice. Stronger than ever, and I beat it, so I have no idea how. It's kind of a miracle at this point.
It's really incredible how you were that strong at, 4 years old?
I was 2.5 when I was diagnosed with it.
Jesus Christ.
And it stayed with me for a while.
Do you have any, like, fears about the future, if it comes back or if it manifests in your children?
There is a like pending definite fear of it could be passed down to my children, because acute lymphoblastic leukemia is a rare type of leukemia, and it's one of the leukemias that is genetic, and it could be passed down. So it's, I definitely have to be careful with that. With my future, I can't really say anything, because if I'm scared of it coming back and it harming me, then I'm just gonna hold myself back of things that I want to do in life and live life like I love it. So I can't really live life to be scared and be in fear. I kind of just have to live it while I can.
Damn. Well, I'm glad you're here with me today, buddy.
Thank you. I'm glad I'm here too.
Yeah. I don't. Well, this is my brother, Claude Mitchell. Not my actual brother, but someone who I care deeply about. And I'm glad he's here today. And that's all.